Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I had just finished writing an entire chapter on stop playing everything safe. And I actually wrote this phrase: we're the most seat-belted, airbag, bike-helmeted, knee-pad-wearing, sunscreen-slathering, massively medicated, password-protected, you know, video game-playing generation in history. And then I get a phone call from a guy in Cambodia. We work with a ministry in Cambodia that rescues girls that have been sexually trafficked. So we have built multiple houses there, rescued half the girls in this town. And this guy calls me and says, hey, the general over all sex trafficking for the entire country met with me. And he said, I thought I was going to get thrown out of the country. He said, we have not had a successful raid on a brothel in 10 years because the cops here are so corrupt, they're all paid off. He said, I want to form an independent SWAT team of some Westerners and some Cambodians I trust. And he said, I want to partner with you to do it. He said, the only problem is it's going to take $250,000. Do you know any place that we can get $250,000? And he called me. Well, we had just raised millions of dollars and given it away 2 weeks before. And he called me and said, can you do this? And I actually said, right after writing that chapter on playing safe, I said, man, it just doesn't feel safe right now to talk about money in my church. This is a bad time. I hang up. Susie, ever, or any of you listening there, anybody out there ever had God on your back?
Yes.
2 days later, I called our senior staff together and I told them what happened. And they looked at me like, what hard-hearted jerk would turn that down? And I said, that'd be me. Yeah. So what happened is I called him back and said, send me a proposal. I get this long proposal from him, and I'd never got anything like it. It's like, we need surveillance vans and surveillance equipment. So what we did was we had about 16 Christmas Eve services. So I went in to our Christmas Eve services and I got up and said, hey, we're going to take a second offering. And if you want to help with this, and I said, we need to raise $250,000. Our people actually gave $400,000.
My goodness.
On Christmas Eve. We didn't keep a dime of it. We sent it over there. And that was 18 months ago. And so far, there have been between 350 and 400 girls rescued. There have been even better than that. There are 60 really bad guys who've been arrested and are now in prison when they can't hurt young girls. And the entire thing almost didn't happen for one reason: me. And I'm convinced that to all of you listening out there, if we will stop being afraid and we will get off the couch or out of the boat, whatever it is, and trust God, playing it safe shrinks our lives, shrinks our faith, shrinks our impact, shrinks God, and leaves us with shrunken up, shriveled hearts, and then we die. I mean, who wants to live like that?
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.